In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Sunday of the Fulfillment ushers in the final week of the church year. Today's text is a beautiful summary of the purpose of the holy ministry. For the proclamation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ and the administration of the holy sacraments, this is what we are called to do as pastors. And the goal of this ministry is to enable, by the grace of God, the people of God, in the final words of this text, to stand before the Son of Man. And indeed, there is new meaning and even new intensity to these words of our Lord Jesus Christ, appointed for the final week of the church year. This text, a very long text indeed, contains two important events. Jesus talks about the destruction of Jerusalem and the end of the world. These are two events that are largely ignored today. Both the event which is history, namely the destruction of Jerusalem, and the event that is prophecy, the end of the world. They're ignored because these are signs of the times, and people of the world don't like to hear about these events. They don't like to hear about them because the kingdom of God is near. That's what the signs of the times are all about. That's what the signs of the times are telling us as we hear these words of prophecy in today's text. These are days that are not intended to cause people to be filled with comfort. They are not intended to cause people to feel that everything is all right. In fact, these are days not for faint-hearted or fearful people. These are days for people who are strong, people who are united, not in a worldly way, or not because of the evil manifested on 9/11, but these are the end times. The evil manifested on 9/11 intensified our understanding of the evil that has already existed since the fall of man. That's why Jesus tells us to be on guard, to watch, to pray, to make sure that our hearts are not weighed down. Because even as Christians, we know how easy it is for our hearts to become heavy, for our hearts to be weighed down by what Jesus calls dissipation. And you know how that is. Our sinful flesh delights in the things of the world. The devil is constantly at work looking for a door, an entrance into our hearts. And so often he finds an open door. And many times he finds several open doors. So in order for us to stand, we need one who is more powerful than we are. We need one who is more powerful than the evil one who prowls this world, Satan. We need the one who was crucified and risen for us. The beautiful words of evening prayer in our hymnal say this: Jesus Christ is the light of the world, the light no darkness can overcome. Jesus Christ is the one whose abundant grace gives daily strength for all of our daily needs. And that's why we are here today. And that's the kind of grace that comes shining through during these final days of the church year. For our spiritual strength is not a matter of human performance. Spiritual strength is the gift of God as we humble ourselves before the mighty hand of God, as we humble ourselves in true repentance, admitting our spiritual pride and arrogance, confessing our sins, our rebellion against the one who first loved us, confessing, yes, that our hearts are weighed down and often our prayers are cold, and that if left on our own, that day would come upon us indeed like a trap. It is only by the grace of the risen Lord Jesus Christ that we are able to stand, indeed, to stand before the Son of Man. Martin Luther reminds me, and certainly should remind all of us every day, that it is not by my own reason or strength that I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ or come to Him. It is by grace and grace alone, earned by the Lord, by His cross and resurrection, earned by Him and given to you and to me by the word of life, by the water of life, and by the meal of life today. In this grace we live, and in this grace we shall die. There is no other way to stand before the Son of Man. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen.